There was a man that lived in the East End of London in the 19th century, the beginning of it. And he worked in the docks, the London docks. He was a labourer there. And he was a very studious, very hard-working man. And he did put in a day's work for a day's pay. And on the way home, he thought it was his privilege, so he used to nip into the pub as he passed it for one drink to get rid of all the dust. The trouble was that he couldn't just have the one. He used to drink until at the end the landlord would throw him out because he was being a nuisance and he was well drunk. And then he would make his way home. His wife and children, when they heard the key in the door, they were scared. The children would run and hide because this man unfortunately couldn't hold his drink. And he had a habit of beating his wife up. She normally had a black eye or bruises, and the children got whacks for nothing, and they were scared of him. He often used to get locked up because he caused such a state in the pubs and that. And the kids loved that. They knew that that night, the wife too knew they weren't going to get beaten. They knew that they were going to have a nice evening. And they looked forward to their dad being locked up. Shame, but that's how it was. In fact, he was such a nasty character that the neighbours, when they saw him coming, would cross the other side of the street, or they'd even turn around and walk the other way because he caused trouble wherever he went or whatever he did. And this went on for years. Near one Christmas, he's coming home and he thought, oh, nip in the pub on the way home, have a drink. And then he suddenly caught, he had two lumps. One was his drinking, now one was brass bands. Now, I'm not saying the two go together, but he had the two lumps. And he heard this brass band, so he went over to listen, and it turned out it was a Salvation Army brass band playing. And they were playing carols, and he listened, not so much to the words, but more to the music. And then one of the band players put down his instrument and stood up and gave a testimony. And he said that he used to be a bully, he used to be a drunkard, he used to beat his family and his wife. There was always crying and hatred in his house until one day he found Jesus, and that crying turned to cries of laughter, and the noise that was heard in the house was noise of happiness. This man went home and he thought about it, and he started to think, yes, I could do that, get away from this life I'm in. So he decided that Sunday, his wife couldn't believe it. Instead of him laying in bed until it got to midday and he could go down the pub, he got up, put on his best suit, or his only suit actually, told his wife and kids to come along with him, and they went off to the Salvation Army. And eventually he went and said to the Salvation Army, I want to be like that. I want to know Jesus. I want him to be in complete control in my life. And he changed. No longer in his house did his parents, his wife, run and hide, and his children, when the key went in the door, they'd run up to him and welcome him. And there was laughter everywhere. The neighbours stopped and talked to him, and everybody thought it was great. Well, at that time, he had a birthday coming up. His wife didn't have much money, so she decided what she'd do was she'd knit him something. So she got some wool from a shop, navy blue wool, and she knitted him a jumper. And she thought, his one real love is the Salvation Army, so I'll put a badge on it, the Salvation Army crest. Then she realised that it had underneath a motif. Now, she couldn't read, she couldn't write, and she didn't have a clue about letters, but she wanted to do something special. So she went down to the high street, looking in the shops, and she saw one shop had a notice that looked as though it was important. So she thought, I know what. So she didn't copy down letters as we did. She just copied down these marks. So so that she got off this, what she saw in the shop window. So she went home, knitted the jumper, embroidered on the badge, and this logo underneath it. And on his birthday, he unwrapped the brown paper parcel, and there was his jumper. He was as proud as punch. And he walked into the Salvation Army, and he couldn't work out why everybody was smiling and was cheery and greeted him, until he suddenly realised that what she'd embroidered across his chest was "Under New Management." And that's what it was. He was now under new management. It completely changed his outlook on life and the way he treated other people. Keep that in mind, under new management.